your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We saw it in the band, yo. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era type thing.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
I ain't gonna do it at all.
That's why they do it, because they so bonded with can't go to move.
Hey, yo, it's the What the Ham Sandwich Show. It's the Kid Show Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shaq Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beach Boy, you heard me?
And I'm True Asia.
You know what I'm saying? Back and better than ever. You know what I'm saying? Only for the daring, not for the boring. Cookie back. It's good to have you back, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, what that shirt say on the front?
Mexico.
That joint, is that a soccer shirt?
Yeah.
That joint.
We ain't never been to Mexico.
That joint is hot, son. You know what I'm saying?
Mexico.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you ain't got to wear Yankee 25 hours a day.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? You can switch it up and still keep it fresh.
Yeah, fresh.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
And so welcome back to the Ham Sandwich Show. So good to have you guys here. We're going to do a little foolish.
Yeah.
A little foolish.
Foolish.
Yeah. Yo. Sean is foolish. When I come through, you'll be drooling. Ham Sandwich Show, you know how we do. This how we go. Acting like my bro, picking up your nose. Pick a bucket nose. I be coming through, slap you in the face with a fat rubber hose. Sean on the set, when I come through, you know that you just can't forget. When I spit in that rhyme, you know you're getting wet. Everybody wanna see me fly like a jet. I be coming through with the Illmatic style, and I come through, you know my style is so wild like Coyote. You don't know me, one Kenobi, swinging on a beat like Shinobi. Ooh wee, everybody wanna be a pro. I be coming up, jumping like SpaghettiOs. Oh, everybody wanna throw. Everybody coming through, now watch me grow. As I teach your butt with a thunum hour. You stink, so you better take a shower. Put, I got that power. What you gonna do when I come? Sour, mouth, patch, everybody ratch. Everybody wanna come through and get back. Don't get slapped by the slap ministry. It's me and Cookie True E. Asia, everybody wanna play the rhyme. Everybody wanna be on time. You know how we do when we drop it like a dime over nickel. To you up like Rickle, please. Everybody wanna spit rhyme. Spit it one time. Sit down your behind before you get slapped with a paddle. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. Tattletale when I rat-a-tat-tat. Rumba bum bum with my pepper pat pat. Cats getting hit with the clack-a-clack-clack. Kick it when your butt, how you do like that? Eating fat backs at the rib steak, now you're eating fat jacks. Everybody wanna get flip flat jack. What you gonna do when I see fat jack? Walking down the street, eating some meat. Wanna compete? Oh, you're so sweet. Watch me tweet. Come through when I rhyme on top of the beat. Ooh, wee. Yes, Cook's turn is right now. When I come doing, you know what's going down. Hey, you ready when I come with the clown? Ready when I come down, down.
Yeah. I'm back. Hey. I don't know no what you mean. Back him up like me. I'm making retarded. I can't sleep. I'm farting. Hey.
That's all wrong with him.
Everybody want to dig bubble. Let me go.
Let me go.
Wait. Oh. Let me go.
Oh my God.
Time to go. Time to flow. Ham Seven Show. It's time to go. Sit back, relax, and get your brush stink. We're back.
Oh. What in the ham?
What in the ham sandwich?
Yes,
one.
Peace.
Yeah. It's the one in the ham sandwich show.
Turn
yeah.
right there.
That boy. That boy finds a level of disrespect every single week. If you thought last week was bad, that boy comes in here and tops it. Wrong with you, yo.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just joking, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody gonna call in and say, why he up there talking about retarded people? Somebody gonna have something to say about that. So be prepared.
And I can't do nothing about that.
Yeah,
because it's on tape. That is live.
Somebody going to have a problem because they got a disabled child. And they going to have
I'm
a problem.
I'm just joking, darn, yo.
They going to say, if you had a disabled child, would you joke like that?
Me?
Yeah.
If you had a retarded child, would you joke like that? If you would, that's a shame.
And retarded is not even the proper term.
It's not.
It's mentally disabled.
No, what I'm saying, ain't nobody retarded.
Don't try to clean it up.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's retarded.
Oh, my goodness, yo. You is... It's the Ham Sandwich Show, y'all. And let's go ahead and...
Dun-da-da-da! Ham News!
You got the
All
ham news.
All right. Okay. This is serious right here. This is gonna make no sense. Okay. Sexual offending priests. Okay. All right. Okay.
Priests.
Boy touches.
All right, listen to this. Carl Sufton was a problem priest who left the ministry in the Roman Catholic Church just before being charged nearly a decade ago with 14 counts of molestation for sexually abusing 6 children.
Wow.
He was never convicted because they said it was too much time and they didn't have enough evidence. Although he said, these are his words. He said, I don't remember the numbers. I won't say I deny it. I do not deny it. No, Sufton, who has been accused of abuse of 18 people, he told the Associated Press the church could have acted quicker.
He told the press
that. He said, I think, and sometimes reports were not made right away in his case. So basically saying...
Church was hiding it.
Yeah, he said the church was hiding it. And so he don't even know how many people he, how many kids he molested.
He molested.
And so he's never been charged. He's not a sexual offender. Because
so he don't get the tag?
No, because too much time went by.
Real talk.
And he lives like 3 blocks from the elementary school. He lives like across the street from a preschool.
Somebody gonna get that and go murk him, and they gonna do the time.
Yep.
Somebody gonna get read this, and they gonna take care of that.
And his attitude was not that I'm sorry. It's just that
it's just like they should have did something earlier.
Right. They should have did something.
All them priests. You know what I'm saying? That something wrong with the Catholic religion.
Yeah.
If you Catholic and you love Jesus, that's one thing. But if you that
Catholic
religious
and love booty, that's another.
Right, you're that religious Catholic. You know what I'm saying? And there's something wrong with that. When the majority of your parishioners, now we got problems over here too.
Yeah,
because I, you know what I'm saying? Because our preachers like fatbacks. We understand that. Some like boys too.
They like the boy butt.
I ain't gonna say no name. You know what I'm saying? But that's man, I would be heated.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beth.
Okay, so the big news with Charlie Sheen, he's been fired.
Fired by Warner Brothers.
Effective immediately.
And I didn't realize he was signed to Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers and Disney don't play.
No, they don't.
What?
Play.
You talking about guap? You rich forever if you signed to Warner Brothers or Disney.
Yeah.
But
he out of control.
He is out of control.
He's out of control.
He's out of control.
Did you see the video where he sent to his kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was sipping the baby cup.
He bipolar.
He needs some medicine, y'all. I'm not an advocate. I don't advocate for medication. He quadpolar. He got four or five personalities.
Exactly.
He's off the chain.
There's something wrong with him living with two prostitutes. They both prostitutes since they both living with him. Yeah. Living with two prostitutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And his mansion.
He has a problem.
Got his homeboys. Something wrong with him.
Yeah. He out there.
Get better.
Okay. The viral video sensation. Y'all remember Antoine Dawson?
Yeah.
Bag, bag, keys, had your wife. Okay.
Antoine.
And
you are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Okay. Him and a couple of other viral video superstars are making a movie, a comedy. Antoine Dawson is starring in the movie. There's no name for anything. They're still looking for
probably no plot.
Investors.
It's probably they're looking for invest. Probably gonna make that movie for about $125. You know what I'm saying? with a Fisher Price snap and go. That joint's gonna be horrible.
It's gonna be terrible. Moving on. Nicki Minaj is pregnant.
What?
Yeah. Nicki Minaj is pregnant. She had a
why so serious?
She had a meeting with the whole Young Money clique, and because she had asked for a reduction in her schedule, morning sickness, and
who's she pregnant by?
By her boyfriend,
who?
Safari.
Who the heck is that?
Who's that?
He's a rapper.
I ain't never heard
Safari.
Of him.
I guess he's on Young Money. I'm not sure.
I ain't never heard of him.
She got pregnant by a no name.
But I guess he a name to her. That's her boo. But they said Lil Wayne is very upset because they said her career is just popping off.
Yeah, that's her money.
And she's knocked up.
But
so.
That's her money.
So I mean, what she gonna wish for? Not have babies or something?
But I'm saying
but
though,
not so soon, I guess.
But she's right in the midst of her career really rise. She's on the rise.
How old is she?
I mean, she's literally on the rise. She's what the hell is she?
I don't know.
You know what? She might because she got a kid. I'm guessing that she's probably 28 is what I'm guessing.
Her time is clicking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She got to get in.
But right now, she got to put in, like, because of her status, she got to put in, like, 2 or 3 years of hard work, and now she's going to take time off because of a seed.
Yep.
But look.
She can rap pregnant.
But
hold on, I want to see that.
Well, here's
that's not sexy. She didn't wear tight.
Your girl was singing pregnant.
Who?
Your girl, Alicia Keys.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, but that's different because Alicia Keys is classy.
She ain't sitting up there talking about busting nobody in the head and all that.
You know what I'm saying? And she not selling class. You know what I'm saying? Alicia,
she's selling.
She's Nicki Minaj.
Well, she's selling Nicki Minaj. Now, her surprisingly, lyrically, she about rapping.
Right.
But physically, her videos and stuff.
Her looks,
her videos, she be up in there bucking naked. Like so she's selling sex. She's selling sex, a sexual image.
She can sell a pregnant sex woman.
Nobody want to see that.
Belly all out. Put a thong on her belly.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yo.
Nobody want to see that.
Put some suntan lotion on your belly.
Yeah.
With stretch marks.
Nobody want to see that.
Okay, last but not least.
Wow.
You know
Bobby,
what
they
do? What? Fake the picture. Let her
face. Hand, just head up.
Dun, da, da, da. No, the fake body. They do it all the time.
Dun, da, da.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Look at him. He's just trying to make a way. Sit down.
Lord gonna make a way.
So he can look.
Lord gonna make a way.
To be honest with you, I haven't seen not one Nicki Minaj.
I sure don't believe that.
That's the truth.
It's a lot of things that I believe, but that's the one thing I do not believe.
That is the God knows truth I haven't.
I don't believe that. I don't have time to watch that. I watch SpongeBob.
I watch SquarePants.
You watch
SpongeBob and you watch SquarePants.
Yeah,
both shows.
I watch all of them.
And you watch Nicki Minaj pants. I know you seen one movie.
I'm sure the heart attack ain't seen that.
Nicki Minaj pants.
I'm sure the heart attack ain't seen that. I ain't got time.
And her friend Fat Patrick.
Fat Patrick.
Fat Patrick.
Yeah,
you watched it.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like he watched that Sierra video. All right, moving on.
Sierra?
We were talking about Sierra Mist. The drink. I don't know nothing about
the... I swear for God.
I don't know nothing about the singer. I was talking about the drink.
All right. The daughter of Bobby Brown and, you know, the once amazing Whitney Houston, she is out of control. She caught on camera smoking, drinking, snorting coke, playing with guns.
Ooh.
Bobby Christina, their daughter, playing with guns, kissing girls off the chain.
Oh,
all I can say about that is get your kids.
But that's
get your kids.
But that's just like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter trying to blow up,
right?
And doing a straight to home sex tape. You know what I'm saying? And now, but as you understand with the viral video, the mindset is, don't be a Lawrence Fishburne and work yourself up into acting chops.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or don't be a Or don't be a don't be a Bobby or Whitney. you know what I'm saying? Well, Bobby and Whitney did work their way up.
Right.
But people don't want to take that way no more.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They want instantaneous fame.
Right, right.
But remember, you know what I'm saying? You can get instantaneous fame, but people will know you're famous because of that.
Right, right.
Not because you're a solid actor or you're a great singer. You know what I'm saying? because your butt is on, you know what I'm saying, 23,000 websites.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
that's right.
That's what it is. So
that's right. He's seen it.
Let's take a quick break.
I ain't seen that.
Sean Cookie Control. We'll be right back.
Chris John. And all the stuff we be focusing on, man. Cars, cribs, cash. I chased it all my life, but God saved me. Yo, it all started in Philly recording. 21st in Indiana, aiming for stardom. A dream to be ballin'. Older brother introduced me to my little bro. Trek in the barbershop, trap money, records recording. Gun on the table, that's how he recorded. But we just happy he's doing it. Making hot songs, but didn't know what to do with them. But in my heart, they had no clue to them. Screaming, Father, please.
Save me.
No cash, so we charge it. Just flip the Mac card and no bargaining. Crack code flipping for buck with no love code. I was heartless, bagging in this apartment. We keep dirty carpets, curtains closed, putting knocks and DTs trying to harvest. God, I can't dodge this. Feeling addicted to the street glory. We rob by the trying to chain daily. My burns get harder. I'm part of a clique who's sick and sick will sell long as I hang. I just sink deeper as life to get darker. I stand and I think on the corner with my drink, realizing it could be the end of. Blink. I need some help in this thing, Father, please.
Save me, oh my, save me, here I am. Save me, oh, cause I'm lost trying to find my way home. Save me,
gotta find my way.
Save me, save me,
hey.
Cause I'm lost trying to find my way home.
Remember, put your white face to addicts. Attack is left a new place. My stash up in the crack wall. Thank God I ain't strapped. Nah, they threw me in the squad car while they walked around the building. Looked out my hole, I seen him look in. He reached his hand up in and I'm shook. Thought I was booked. Then he came back. Empty palm set me free. I learned. And in the midst of my darkest hour, and like you heard, my heart sour. He's saying,
please.
Question, I go hard. I can't run to the willows with the fall. I'm in the world up against the highest odds. I can't run to the willows with the fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run to the willows with the fall.
Save me.
Save me.
Save me.
Cause I'm lost trying to find my way.
We're back.
One and a Ham Sandwich Show. Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog.
Treasure.
Yeah. And, and, on today's show. Man, that sounds low. On today's show, we're going to talk about welfare.
We're going to talk about welfare, y'all. This is a serious issue.
Yeah, this is serious.
You know what I'm saying? Stamps.
TANF.
Cash.
TANF. Cash. You know what I'm saying?
The card. New blue card.
You know what I'm saying? Child services.
Yeah. Card.
You know what I'm saying? All that. We're going to talk about welfare. And the way this topic kind of came about was me and True were talking. And I don't know how we got to this.
I don't know. We were talking about it this morning.
We were talking about this morning. I don't know how we got on the subject. Me and my wife be having some deep conversations, y'all.
Yeah, we get deep, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? If you and your wife be having a deep conversation, I apologize. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. Thanks.
But we've been having we be kind of going in on the conversations. And this one particular conversation that we had was I think we're talking about class system and maybe you know, I'll be having thoughts.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was a thought.
You just like have these thoughts.
I got thoughts.
They come out of nowhere.
I think all the time. This is why I love the Ham Show, because it allows me to put my thoughts out there. So I'll be having these thoughts, and I'm going to share the thought with you, because it's really about the class system. And we were talking about being rich and poor, and right. We were talking about you know how you need to have poor to be rich.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't have...
Like everybody can't be rich.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And that's why we are a capitalist society versus socialism, but we'll get into a little bit of that later. Let's run it. Let's go into... let's kind of go into what welfare is, and really how welfare works. You know what I'm saying? You been a welfare cook?
Yep.
True, you been a welfare?
Yep, all day.
I've been on welfare too. And you know what I'm saying? I was actually lucky because my aunt had a school in the church that got welfare. And then we got welfare. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And then I used to go to my aunt's church school for like after school care. Right. You know what I'm saying? And so because that was my mom's sister, my Aunt Claudette, because that was my mom's sister. You know what I'm saying? We used to get doubled up, because they used to get mad stuff for the kids. You know what I'm saying? They were like a program at that after school program. So you know, they got different funds and stuff. So we used to get mad. We used to get the blocks of cheese. And them joints be like this big.
But that's the best cheese you ever taste in your life.
Freaking,
they cannot replicate that cheese.
No, I slice that joint. That joint don't melt.
Yes.
You put that joint in the oven on 4,000 for 15,000 minutes. That joint come out the same way you put it in there.
Put that cheese on that bread. You know what I'm saying? In the oven.
I just eat that joint. I just cut me a big slice, like a hack off a slice. Walk around like a sandwich.
You will crack your teeth on that joint.
You melt it on that bread.
You know what I'm saying?
And you pull your hand stretch all the way over there.
That joint be marigold yellow.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? All that peanut butter with all that oil in it.
Yes, sir.
That joint, you know what I'm saying?
It's like a half a cup of oil.
I used to hate that joint. You know what I'm saying? You had a mixed. I used to hate that.
Yeah.
They don't have a pool in it. That's why now, I don't know if you've noticed now, but I don't know if I still do it, but I put peanut butter in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you put peanut in the refrigerator, it won't get oily.
Right.
But now we got enough money to buy Jif.
Jif!
So it don't get oily now. You know what I'm saying? But I still got old habits. Yeah. Put that peanut butter in the refrigerator. I want no oil in my junk.
No oil.
You know what I'm saying? But kind of speak about it, if I was smart, I would have knew that was peanut oil. You could have cooked
right.
with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I was young, dumb, and full of hum. Welfare is a federally funded and government program beginning in the 30s during the Great Depression. You know what I'm saying? And the U.S. government responded to the overwhelming number of families and individuals in need of aid by creating a program that would give assistance to those who had little or no income. Great Depression, one of the worst times in history. We're going through a recession that they say the only other time that we faced this recession was the Great Depression. You know what I'm saying? That's how bad it's gotten, y'all. Your eligibility for this welfare program depends on a couple of things, all right? Mm-hmm. Your gross and your determined using gross and net income, the size of your family. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, because a lot of times you think of welfare, you know, welfare does get a kind of a bad rap.
Right.
Right.
But when you do think of welfare, medical emergencies, pregnancies, homelessness, unemployment.
Right.
So there are different ways to get welfare versus just, you know what I'm saying, being a bum.
Right,
not doing absolutely nothing.
Not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Living in the hood with 15 kids. You know what I mean?
Welfare's supposed to be a short-term
plan. Huh?
Welfare's supposed to be a short-term.
Supposed to be a short-term plan.
This day become a...
You know what I'm saying? And it was the Great Depression, it was there to give families assistance to get through the Depression.
Right.
And they kept on being depressed until the 50s and 60s and 70s.
To the 2000s.
And then signing contracts. 10-year contract. 20. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like football players, and basketball players.
Yeah.
A 10-year welfare contract.
Never retired.
Worth $1.75 billion. You know what I'm saying? With a franchise tag.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And for every welfare client, is what you would call them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Recipient, uh-huh. client. For every client, a caseworker is assigned. And they gather all the information to determine the amount and type of benefits that an individual is eligible for. And so there's a couple different programs. You have you know, welfare through TANF, temporary assistance for needy families. Like you said, TANF, right. temporary assistance,
which means not long term
for needy families.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Temporary assistance for needy. When you say need, what are needs?
Exactly.
If food.
If you got a 50 inch TV in your living room, you do not need no TANF.
That's not, you're not needy. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't want above your knees with the money that you got.
Yeah, if you got a Benz in front of your apartment and you live on 13th Street, 12th Street.
Exactly. You live on a low number street.
If you live on a number street, period. Below 40th Street.
And look, you live on a number street or you live on a street. You live anywhere around the street that say Martin Luther King.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about it. Every Martin Luther King street is in the hood.
Exactly. Yeah. Every Ella Fitzgerald street is in the hood.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So
Malcolm X Boulevard.
Malcolm X. any black civil rights, any
exactly.
black history.
Rosa Parks Way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the hoods.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Alvin Einstein Way.
And anything you
Burbs.
See. And if you hear somebody say, I live at 3304 Park Place, that's the hood. Everybody got a Park Place.
Because if he don't say no suite behind it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I live in a suite, not apartment 13. I live in suite 13.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not apartment B.
Then you might be talking, yeah, apartment B. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Then maybe you're talking about Park Place in New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you say 3304 Park Place. Or you say 3304 Park Place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Second floor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 2C. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, don't knock on D, though.
Don't knock on D.
That's
don't knock
where
on
Debo D. Lives.
Yeah.
He won't know. He won't know how much you got on his 40.
You know what I'm saying? And so TANF requires that all recipients of welfare aid must find work within 2 years. Of receiving aid, including single parents who are required to work at least 30 hours per week, opposed to 30 or 55 required by two-parent families. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know they be finding ways around that.
All day.
Working at 30, 35 hours. They, you know, they say, oh, I've been looking for work. Because I think, like, each week they got to go in and they have to show that, they have to show that they've been looking for a job. They've been out at least 8 hours a day looking for a job. But who's out eight?
That is the dumbest. Let me tell you something.
That don't even make no sense.
That's because you have to do the same thing when you fill out for unemployment. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Technically, it makes sense that you got to find out that you're working. But unless you got somebody with me,
right,
watching me and following me, all I'm going to do is go to the Yellow Pages. I'm going to pull up some names and numbers.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, 555-3426.
Yeah. Y'all hiring? Nope, all right.
They ain't hiring. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put about 5 jobs I look for this week that I didn't look for.
Exactly. And
you know
how
saying?
Can you prove that I didn't look for them?
And the shame is, people will put more time into finding jobs' names and numbers to put them on a sheet.
That's what I'm saying.
And not calling them.
And not call them.
You know what I'm saying? Than actually calling the jobs.
They're researching. When they research.
That's what they do when they get unemployment. This is what they do, dog.
Mm.
They go apply for jobs that you need 13,000 degrees to get.
Right. And
no, they're not going to hire.
And 10 years experience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Put in 10 jobs.
And they got 0 degrees and 0 experience.
Yeah. So you got a GED. Don't walk in Wells Fargo Bank as of an application. Yeah, I applied to Wells Fargo, Lehman Brothers, you know what I'm saying, Pepsi Cola. They need an operations manager.
You got a 7th grade education. Talking about, yeah, I applied at NASA.
You know what I'm saying?
He's embarrassing.
NASA.
You're embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying? You're very embarrassing. All right, so let's go kind of quickly through kind of some of the things. What's that first one there, Tro?
Welfare is issued by the U.S. Department of Human Services, also called Social Services.
Right.
Welfare is only issued based on family income level.
Mm-hmm.
The income for the household must be at or below the poverty level set by the state.
Okay.
So every state has their own different poverty level.
Okay.
So a family of three may make up to $1,200 a month, but a family of five would be able to make up to $1,400.
Hold on. Let me do the numbers. So a family of three got to make $14,000 a year.
That's terrible.
14.4 a year, and then
a family of five,
and then
family of five is
1,400.
No.
A
family of three is 1,200 a month, but it's 14,400 a year.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
They got to make that or below to qualify, and then 1,400 a month for a family of five.
That
16,800
for a family of five. Now,
and divide that by 52 weeks. That's 6.8.
How much is that a week? This is going to be embarrassing.
That's going to be real embarrassing.
$323 a week.
For five people.
For five people.
Right.
And don't let it be five, like 16, 17, 18, 12. Big kids. They eat.
You know what I'm saying? And that's, so basically the check that you're getting a $650 check every 2 weeks for five people.
Well, no, that's just saying how much, how much the family is making. Then the welfare, they add, I mean, what they add is really nothing.
What are they adding to that? What's the
I want
to
say it's $320 per month for a family of three. And then once you start going up, it's just the cap is $320 per month. That's the cap.
Of what, you talking about money?
For money, yeah. That's the cap, $320 a month.
Nah, but it said $1,400.
Yeah, that's how much the family can already make and then still get Tanner.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So they got to, okay, I got you. So they got to already make that. And then the welfare adds on to $320.
Right.
So a month?
Per month.
So in order to qualify, the family the mother and father basically have to be employed in jobs where together.
Right. They're making 14.
Listen. Together, they make $150 a week.
But 95% of the time, it's a single parent.
Basically.
It's a single parent.
And she ain't making no money. If she is making money, it's not nowhere near 14.
Now, if the father's not working, do they still get with the welfare?
If it's a family, yeah. If they're married, they have to be married.
They got to be married. You know what I'm saying? And we'll kind of get into that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead and read the cash assistance.
Cash assistance is given out in small amounts. The amount of cash dispersed depends on a person's income level and family size. That's what we're talking about. You know, the 320 cap.
Mm-hmm.
Deposit is deposited into a person's account. It is
or debit card.
Or the little blue card.
Ain't a real debit card.
It is dispersed once per month. The cash is usually not enough to pay bills. When a person is on cash assistance, they must also cooperate with each state's Work First program. The Work First program will get individuals involved in job training programs.
And encourage them. Basically, the job first is to
encourage you to get work, to go out there and make enough money to get off. Assistance. The food stamps are
everybody know about stamps.
Issues based on family size.
I know about some stamps.
But the thing about stamps is they give you more.
Let me say something about stamps, though. And to be honest, they probably give you a small amount of cash and a small amount of money.
Right.
Because stamps,
they stamp you up.
You get about $400 or $500. Yo, you be going over there. When you get stamps, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That'd be rich people that wish they get stamps.
This would make me...
Because you could get mad food with stamps.
This would make me mad, son.
What make you mad, dogs?
Tell them why you mad, son.
And I'm going to try to be...
Tell them why you mad, son!
I'm going to try not to... offend.
You're going to try to be diplomatic.
I'm going to try. When I go to the grocery store...
Right.
You about to touch a button on my soul.
You about to touch a button.
And my basket...
Got three items.
Right.
And it's hamburger, hot dog, and bologna.
Okay.
Your bill is $10.84.
Right.
I give them the money.
Right.
And they behind me with two baskets full of steak.
They got a cart tied around their waist.
Lobster.
Steak, not lamb, and all that.
You know what I'm saying? And the stand's supposed to be for what you need.
That's right.
Not no grade A steaks and all that.
They got grade A steaks and all that.
You know what I'm saying? And all they can do is swipe their little stamp card.
And then look. And guess, they got that all that meat. And guess what their drinks are? Food Line brand.
Soda.
Soda, Food Soda. Line. Soda. It's got to be welfare, whatever, food stamps approved, milk.
Right.
Orange juice.
Well, that's how it used to be.
It
ain't like that no more. They can buy anything they want to
buy.
I was in Rite Aid the other day, and Rite Aid said we take EBT cards. I'm like, Rite Aid? What in the world?
I'm saying, stuff.
You know what I'm saying? And you up in there with SpongeBob, pajamas on, flip flops.
With that old nappy dude behind you, nappy head dude. I can't stand. Oh, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something.
Dusty looking boyfriend.
This is what hurts my feelings.
Go ahead.
This is what touches my soul, okay? When I'll be in Walmart, Food Line, or wherever, and then you see the woman she looking toe up from the floor up. Mm-hmm. She got about five kids behind her and holding her hand holding hands with a dude who looked like he just woke up, crusty.
Dusty, yeah. JJ
dusty,
looking dude.
Yeah. With phlegm all around his mouth and eyes and nose.
Smoke beat up
Tim. And then he's gonna call somebody boo.
Yeah.
I was in Walmart and he up there. I'm getting some eggs. I want some eggs, boo. Pat her on the butt. She mad hype. You know what I'm saying? She, I want to get some eggs. She, what kind of eggs you want? I eat the yellow kind. That's what I don't know kind you eat.
Food for butt. It's a food for butt program. That's what that is.
So I wanted to say something. I wanted to take my hand out and say something.
That's that food for butt program.
Because I appreciate
heard about that.
That
joint.
Because my taxes is paying for that. He's sitting up this right. Yes.
And I can't afford that, Jay.
And I can't afford. Yo, everything in that basket will make me go broke.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. I'm missing mortgage payments.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Based on what's in your basket.
Now, that's
and he up there. We going to eat good tonight, boo.
See, that's where the system screwed up at, dog.
Very.
You know what I'm saying?
But
if they can afford to eat steak, they can afford to get a job, Sean.
Well, look, this is exactly what we're going to talk about.
I'm mad as fire right now.
Now Cook is heated. You know what I'm saying?
I'm heated, Sean.
When we come back, it's the Ham Show.
Hey! I'm a human being, not a robot. I guess you forgot that I'll never live up to your expectations.
Ham Show.
We back. We are back in the building.
Sean Cooking True. It's the one of Ham Sandwich Show. Talking about welfare, getting mad. Getting heated. And, you know what I'm saying? We want to talk, in this segment, we want to talk about does welfare work? Obviously,
there are
people that need welfare.
Right.
You know, sometimes people who are disabled and they can't work, you know what I'm saying? And those maybe, you know, maybe got injured on a job or something like that and just can't make the income they used to. They need welfare.
Right.
They need the assistance. Right. Elderly people,
right.
You know what I'm saying, who are maybe a little bit too young to get Social Security.
This is some people who need it. Like, you know, it'll be situations where, you know, somebody might lose their job. You
right.
know, a family might break up, you know, and...
Right, right. Because remember, it's a temporary thing. So,
right.
so you lose your job, or family gets divorced, and you're going through a transition period, and that's you know, those are the instances where welfare shines.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just got a divorce. You know what I'm saying? My husband made all the money, or my wife made all the money. I don't have really any job skills or job history. And so I need to start, you know, working, find jobs, get an apartment. I need to do all this type of stuff while I get on my feet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I might need welfare for the next, you know, year or year
right.
and a half to two.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the plan is it's a transition program.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It really is. It's a transition program. And then for those that need assistance, you know what I'm saying, those that are really needy, they need it.
Right.
But does it actually work? And... You know, there's a lot of consensus out there, and I think some of that consensus is right. Is first of all that most people who are in this low income bracket, you know what I'm saying, the poor class, the lower class. I don't want to say everybody, but there are a lot of people that exploit the system.
Right.
And in order to have avoiding to work for a living or being fiscally responsible, you know what I'm saying. They get on the welfare system. And in that respect, no, it doesn't work in that respect.
Right.
Because people use it and they have no incentive to get off of it.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you read, another point is that when faced with a choice, listen to this. When faced with a choice, okay, I'm making, you know what I'm saying, 16 grand a year,
mm-hmm.
$323 a week, okay? There's daycare. That costs.
Well, Medicaid, Buffett pays for daycare too.
Oh yeah, that's right. They have
sure
child care.
Do.
They have child care provisions.
Or they'll help you out.
They pay for medical.
Yep.
Medical.
You know what I'm saying? And
daycare.
They also pay for preschool, Head Start.
Preschool.
That's right.
They pay for, give you money, give you food.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're covering a whole bunch of services.
I'm telling you.
But when faced with the choice of risking affordable child care, medical coverage, food, or remaining on either here's my choice. I can either try to get child care, medical coverage, and food to be self-sufficient, or I can stay on the system in order to ensure that my needs are met. What caring parent will possibly choose to transition off low income services? Whether they're caring or uncaring. You know what I'm saying? Yep, on one end, I got cookies bad. On one,
why are you mad?
But look, I'm gonna make a case on it's a people problem, but it's a system problem.
Yeah.
Because if you're telling me I don't make enough to afford good health insurance, you know what I'm saying? We all seen John Q. That even those who are the working class. Now, we're talking about the poor class, but we're talking about the working class. Those who are maybe in that 30,000, 40,000, you know, maybe 30,000 range. Kind of four, maybe when you get to maybe about 42, 45, you start creeping to the middle class. But when you're in that 20 to 35, 30, and you're kind of the working class, you make enough but not enough.
Right.
That's when you have John Q. That's when you have the type of insurance that just covers but don't cover enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my kids get Medicaid. We get Medicaid to take care of the child and daycare. We have Head Start to take care of the child's preschool type stuff. We have funding for the housing. We got food stamps. You know what I'm saying?
Everything is covered.
Everything is covered. And so you're telling me, so I'm looking at all the costs like, so if I get off welfare, I got to pay for all this.
Yes.
If I stay on welfare, I ain't got to pay for all this. All I got to do is just play the little game they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't really checking on me. Them caseworkers ain't checking
on
nobody.
No, they not.
You know what I'm saying?
The maximum caseload is supposed to be between 25 and 40. Which is still too much. But caseworkers, when I was at Human Services, it had up to 80, between 80 and 120 cases.
80s to 120.
Yeah.
And they show ain't doing all them.
They was hiding files in the ceiling.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because it was too much for them.
And it's systematic.
Right.
It's the way the system is built. And then you got people that just don't care. That work in the system.
I think it was good in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And the system has crippled the society.
I agree with that. And I think, you know, when people were first getting welfare, you know, they have no privacy. Right. You talking about this morning. They didn't have any privacy.
Right.
Your caseworker could pop up at your house anytime.
Yeah, talk about that.
Anytime.
To make sure you wasn't living beyond your means.
That's right.
Now, they were coming to your house. You better not have no 50-inch screen
for
TV
sure.
Hanging up on your wall.
You better not have no BMW in your yard.
No car. I mean, car.
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 Tom and Jerry.
You couldn't
Tom
have
and
no
Jerry.
Toaster.
Tom and Jerry.
You had a toaster up in there?
You couldn't have no toaster. You couldn't have anything beyond need.
Or what? Cable.
Needs. No
cable.
You better have Able.
Cable.
You're able to turn the channel yourself.
For sure.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Able. No. Yeah,
you're right in that there was more stringency because the program was newer.
That's right.
But I think because the program has literally exploded, and there's so many people on welfare, and there's so many kids. Because think about it, if you build a bridge, a temporary bridge, right? And the government say, okay, we're gonna blow this road up. And we're going to build a temporary bridge that's going to last for 5 years.
Right.
And this bridge is just to get y'all back and forth. But don't get used to it because we're going to put in another bridge.
Right.
And then that bridge lasts for 50 years. What's going to happen? The bridge that was meant to only last 5 years is going to get weaker and weaker and weaker because it was meant to only be temporary.
And now you're trying to fix it.
And now you're trying to fix
improvements.
Fix something that wasn't meant to be long-standing.
That's right.
There wasn't a long-term plan for this.
That's right.
Right.
It was a short-term plan that became long-term.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think what they should, to me, if a family gets on welfare, they should do a six-month plan, reevaluate the welfare.
Because
if you're not doing nothing.
Well, we're going to get into that. Into the Thunder Mower.
Because it's not working.
We got to get some answers.
It's not working because I'm going to my friend's house and they got flat screens, they got BMWs.
And that's my taxes.
And they live in downtown the hood.
That's my taxes.
And I pay for that.
And I'm driving a Hyundai Sonata.
Tell them why you mad, son.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what pissed me off.
Yeah. That mess ain't right.
You got the audacity to even go and purchase any items
and laugh about it. I got them.
And you talking about you balling. You all your kids got on Jordans.
Balling? You know what I'm saying? The tires on your car is balling.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You fooling.
You got rims. You know what I'm saying? There's a cat around our way. He got his whole, it's like a Lincoln or something.
Right.
He got the whole joint painted Gucci.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's your people.
You don't talk about, not my people's, but he pick up his daughter at the school. You don't talk about though, right?
Did you see the one that got...
He got rims, right?
Did you see the car that's painted with the eagles on it?
Yeah, I seen that.
That joint is so ugly.
I just seen
the man in the
hurricane. But that's what I'm saying. Society crippled these jokes. Man, I can stand it. Look, you got people get all that assisted. All 100%.
If you go to the hood, you would think those were the middle class.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And this is the whole thing. The structure of many of these services unwittingly acts as a trap for families in crisis that causes them to remain dependent on the system indefinitely.
Mm.
It's a trap that makes them dependent on the system. The other problem with the low-income programs is the number of levels of government and agencies that are working with the families. A family receiving the above services may have a Department of Family Resources caseworker, an impact caseworker, a health families caseworker, a Head Start teacher, and a family service worker, as well as a mandatory regular educational contact with other service providers. And most of these services are not coordinate one another.
Right.
All of these services are provided under the same organization. Unless all of the services are provided under the same organization umbrella, which is highly unlikely,
right. It
is entirely possible that all of these programs are serving many of the same families and yet never collaborate in providing services or setting achievable goals for the family.
Can I say something, man?
Please do.
I just thought of something, dog.
Please do.
Do you know if a single mother gets all the services... She gets $1,200 a month. She gets food stamps. She gets Medicaid. She gets
child care, all that. Do you know? You know what she really is? A retiree.
Basically, she,
you don't pay more, a
25-year-old retiree.
She paying $10 a month for a 3-bedroom.
Yes, sir.
2-bathroom townhouse.
Yes, sir.
What in the world?
Look at somebody who retired for 30 years for the government. They don't. Their house is paid off.
And live next.
They get a check a month.
Get a check. And got the nerve to live next to me.
Yes, sir.
Everybody in the neighborhood, 11 o'clock, the neighborhood butt naked.
Yes, sir.
Except for you.
Except for you. You on the porch smoking a cigarette
You on the phone.
Talking about child, let me tell you.
I'm waiting on my check on the 3rd.
To my girl.
I get $500 food stamp. That you're probably selling half of that.
Exactly.
Plus $1,200 I'm getting per month. You living large.
And you don't see nobody when they leave because they going to work 6 o'clock in the morning.
For sure. But you see everybody when they come back.
Everybody when they come back.
Because you on the porch.
Because you on the porch.
Waving.
With that old white crusty phone by your ear.
Yes, sir.
Ain't wash up. Ain't wash nothing.
Ain't wash a dish.
Face, comb your head.
Ain't wash a draw.
Looking retarded with a 65-inch LCD. 3D.
You done seen every movie.
You got freaking. Hey, yo, let me tell you something, yo. How you be in the hood getting welfare and your kid got a Wii?
That's what I'm saying.
Break that down to me.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. If I was a caseworker, I'd go up in there. And you got a Wii?
And don't got a Wii.
And don't say you got it from the church function.
Got games for days.
You got off the angel tree for Christmas.
Anybody buy no Wii?
Ain't nobody buy all them games.
No, sir.
Games?
He got Jordans.
They got the Wii. They got PS3. They got Jordans.
They got...
Nah.
Living large.
Here's the problem. People game the system.
Yes, sir.
But the system is built to be gamed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And people are not giving incentive. Because the reality is, everybody did not grow up... organized and then grow up with the right parents, so have family structure,
right.
Learn how to work hard. You know what I'm saying? Everybody didn't grow up like that. You know what I mean? And so if you give them a way to game the system, they're gonna game the system. And the reality is that if you want to help some of these folks, they need teaching and they need training.
That's right.
Is what they need, because the reality is they do need assistance, but it's gonna be very difficult. And I know a lot of times we put them down, but on the flip side, it's going to be difficult because people that just don't know nothing, you don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so when you work at social services, you have people that came in and here's one thing that they missed, and then we got to take a break. But here's one thing that they missed. That those that live in really like live in extreme poverty, you know what I'm saying? Here's one thing that they miss. Man, why I put the thing back. Here's one thing that they miss. The one thing that they miss is they haven't learned how the world works. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when you coming up, you learn that hard work is a key. You know what I'm saying? Even if you live in a poor family, you know what I'm saying? You might have a mother, father that go to work, you know what I'm saying? And come home, work extremely hard, pay bills, discipline,
right.
Work ethic, accountability. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about a perfect situation, but there's a certain factors to life, even understanding how work. You might have that janitor that's only making $25,000 a year,
right.
But when he come and he know how to talk, how you doing, sir? How you doing, man? He's respectable.
Yep.
He tries to come in on time when he can.
Yep.
He's so on and so forth. And that might be a grandfather. You know what I'm saying? That might be, but there's certain work. You might have a mother that was a teacher making $25,000 a year, went to work on time. Just there's a certain understanding of how the world works. You know what I'm saying? A basic understanding. There's a deep understanding, too. There's a really deep understanding about investments and so on and so forth that's really sometimes for the privileged few, for those who really research.
Right.
But there's a basic understanding about work ethic and education,
right.
and networking and meeting the right people and presenting yourself in the right way. There's a basic understanding that a lot of people don't get. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
And because they don't get that, you know what I'm saying? This is why they need welfare. But what they really don't need is welfare. They need education.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Thunder Mauer, Sean Cook True. One.
God, I want to stay. I want to stay here in this place. I want to stay here. Nah, don't turn away. Don't lose.
this. You were chose today at the pulpit as you broke away on a few scripts. Encourage saints as how you do it, man. Man, tell them but you blew it. You were fit with your wife like you're clueless. Who's this? Looking like Judas. Got a fuse lit and you debate like a student. Surely not God's possession. Turn from his grace like I want transgression. Let's examine my thoughts, directions. Try to discover when they started trekking. Backwards on this deceptive detour. Forget that he's Lord, accept defeat all. Go unprotected in the stress of these wars. I profess that I'm less, I need more. Grace, then it changed to the saint. We can't help but feel a little fake. Yeah, it's like God give a blade. The same things are split like I give my own state weight. I remember I left that show feeling incredible like rep him, bro. Then I stepped out slow as they all said that you really blessed me. Yo, ho, I guess I've arrived. Now I drive home and chill in the ride. No time to study, man, I pull myself out. Check my list, there I've got no doubt. Well, play music, talk to the wave. All the while, man, my heart's still on Christ. Yeah, I was right, I just rocked it tonight. Shit, a gospel of hate is a talk on the mic. My main distraction was relaxation. Didn't wanna sleep in my armor, so I take it off. And I'm lost, man, it's a slow fade. But it's gotta start somewhere. Somewhere. Don't let me leave, I want to stay. On E, they saying can't harm me, sorry. Yeah, it turns out I was burnt out. Misplaced confidence was the first route that got me away from where I wanted to stay. Tear filled eyes and a brace I couldn't pay. On my mind, I don't think about the bills I got due. Still, it's not cool to spill the gospel like it's normal news. It's more than news. Take my mind off that, can't afford it, dude. So here's my solution to stay here, stay where. With a mind on this mercy every day, stare at the picture in the scripture. Remind myself the gift that I get to receive. Ain't a promise of a life that's easy, but a relationship with the King.
Listen up, bleeple.
Listen up. I'm furious.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't even playing with you.
This dude is hot. This dude came here in a good mood.
Yeah.
He gonna leave sweating and tight.
I'm just saying, though, and they act like, I mean, people just act like stuff is just for free 99, yo.
Yeah.
They don't think about, people are really helping me out. I need to, you know, try to make it.
Well, look.
I'm mad, son.
I'm about to go in deep on y'all, man, because...
And then you in church hucking-bucking, praising the Lord, thank God for welfare.
Somebody got a check in the mail. That was your welfare. Well, here's one thing that we was talking about this morning, and I'm going to get a little deep on y'all real quick. Not too deep. You know what I'm saying? Maybe just knee deep. You know what I'm saying? We're still in the kiddie pool. This is the difference between capitalism and socialism, okay? This is why people don't want Barack Obama with the health insurance, and they don't want, government health insurance. They don't want, they don't want the government to help in equalization of the distribution of wealth. You know what I'm saying? When you have a place like Canada, I'm not going to tell you whether I'm for or against. I'm kind of a little bit for both, actually. I guess I just told you. But when you have a place like Canada has free healthcare. Okay. What's not free? They pay for through their tax. They get taxed out the nose. But basically, everybody pays for everybody else's health care. You know what I mean? So they have that. When you go to places like the Netherlands, I've been to the Netherlands and I've been to Sweden. Healthcare, if you're homeless, they put you in an apartment for a year. They pay for your schooling. I mean, the government really assists people. And there's really not a lot of stipulations on it. You know what I'm saying? The society, there's kind of an equalization in the society. But in those same societies, the money is somewhat equally distributed. So a doctor in Canada only makes about $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, which is, of course, not bad, but it's way less than the millions of dollars our doctors make. You know what I'm saying? Right. And why is that? Because of that system. And that's really why doctors are trying to fight universal health care, because they can really only make, you know what I'm saying, a couple of hundreds of thousand dollars. They can't make millions, right?
Right.
Right.
So that's what happens in kind of a socialized, socialist country, a society. But in a socialist society, the one thing you don't have is that in a capitalist society. So in a socialist society, they're going for that. They're trying to bring the rich down a little bit and the poor up a little bit. So there's an equalization. In a capitalist society, in order to be rich, you have to have poor.
Right.
This is what slavery did. Mm-hmm. This is why slavery was so important to folks, white folks back in the day, you know what I'm saying, and America in general, because in order to have uber-rich people, you needed to have super cheap labor. You cannot make money without cheap labor.
Right.
You can't. It's impossible.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And so in order to do that, you had slavery. You know what I mean? And so there was not only was slavery cheap labor, but slavery was also a mindset that was being created. And there's a mindset, like when you really talk to, I've talked to millionaires, and I've talked to heads of organizations, like large organizations. I got to talk to the VP of Procter & Gamble and so on and so forth. And when you begin to talk to these people, they're regular people like us, but they think differently. There's a whole thought pattern. So for instance, we talk about the thought pattern that we know well because we came from the hood. Flat screen TVs, you know, cars on rims. We understand that thought pattern.
Right. Right.
Well, for those who are very rich and live in these, in the 5 and 10%, there's a thought pattern that we are not privy to. There's a thought pattern that we know not of. And sometimes it's not the money and the jobs that's guarded, but it's the ideology and the knowledge. Because once you get the ideology and the knowledge, you can actually do something with it. This is why it's good to read. You know what I'm saying? This is why it's good to have different perspectives. Mm. Because if you read and have different perspectives, then you won't only see things from your hood or your family or your block or your neighborhood, but you can actually tap into some of these mindsets that you're not privy to and that you're not around. You'll never be around Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, but you can read a book by them and you can get their perspective and learn something. You know what I'm saying? But I think that one thing, I went to the whole slavery thing because I think that one thing that the welfare system does, it would cost more money to rich people to actually educate poor people and get them on their feet than it does for the welfare system.
Right.
It's actually cheaper to keep people on the welfare system, right, and pay them money, number one, and it's cheaper because now not only is it cheaper money-wise, it's cheaper competition-wise, because you lessen your competition because these people who are living on welfare and use the welfare system, they'll never get the education and training to take your job.
Right. They won't be able to compete.
You know what I'm saying? And so only you can build hotels in Vegas. Right. Only you can start mammoth construction companies. Only you can make major investments in Lehman Brothers. Only you can do these things, and you will never pass down this information. You know what I'm saying? You rather have them live off the government, you know what I'm saying, so that you can stay rich. So really, what the welfare system is, a reverse form of slavery, you know what I'm saying? Because what it does, because in order to have rich people, you have to have poor people.
That's right.
It's just the way it works.
That's how it works.
In order to have rich people, you have to have a lower class. You know what I'm saying? Because those lower class are either not going to be any competition for you, or they're going to be the people that's working for you. Case in point, Sam Walton, one of the richest men. He's dead now, but started Walmart. One of the richest people. His children, his 7 children, are all billionaires. Yep. You know what I'm saying? All in the Forbes 100 or 500 or whatever. But when you go to Walmart, who works at Walmart? snaggletooth old ladies.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? People with bad wigs. You know what I'm saying? You know, dudes all tatted up, look like they just got the clink. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Stocking stuff. Mm-hmm. The people that work at Walmart and service Walmart, the large organizations that make a lot of money, the people that work these places are usually the lower people in society.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Usually the ones... they're the ones at Walmart making $25,000 a year. Yep. You know what I'm saying? They're the one working 8-9 hours a day for that $29,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Working a cash register, complaining about this and that, mm-hmm. so on, so on, so forth. You know what I'm saying? You need either no competition, so let's not train people who are poor so they compete with us, right. You know what I'm saying, rich people, or you need cheap labor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And again, when you don't educate people, when people don't educate themselves, when people lack perspective, mm-hmm. perspective means that they only see from one set of shades. Right. They're never able to see. When you read a book, this is for all y'all that's on welfare, you want to get off welfare. Read a book. Mm-hmm. Because what a book does, you get to take off the shades you've been wearing for your whole life, and you put on somebody else's shades and see life through their perspective, through their shades. Mm-hmm. And you read somebody else, and then you begin to gain ideas and be like, man, I used to think this way. I'm reading a book right now called How to Get Started in Consulting by the guy who made $1 Million Consulting. Before that, I was reading a book called The Beta Satan. Before that, I was reading a book. I was reading a book called Good to Great. Before that, I was reading a book called Purple Cow. Before that, I was reading. You know what I'm saying? Read something.
Exactly.
Open your mind.
Read something besides the source.
If you were smart.
And double XL.
If you were smart.
You know what I'm saying? Nikes.
Ninjas.
If it was me, if I'm getting free food.
Right.
Free housing.
Right.
So you get room and board for free $99. You got kids, you're getting daycare for free $99. And you get Medicare for free $99.
Yep.
If I was getting $1,200 to $1,400 a month, I'm stashing that money for a year.
Uh-huh.
Take that money and try to do something to get me out the hood, son.
That'd be smart.
I mean, why would you not want to do that?
Well, probably number one, because they never even thought about saving.
What's that?
Saving? What the heck is that?
You're saving free $99 money.
Free money.
And even if you don't save the whole thing, save some of it.
That's
right. And get some training.
That's right.
While you don't have to pay any bills.
But,
get some training so that you can get a job.
But now you're asking about bank accounts. You know what I'm saying? And how many folks you know that's on stamps that got a bank account?
You should have a bank account.
Negative.
Exactly. They got their money, their bank accounts under their mattress.
You can have a bank account and your money making money.
You know what I'm saying?
Off the government money. My money.
Of my hard-earned money.
I'd rather you do that and get off than I say, okay, my tax went good to you.
Right, because it benefited.
Right.
Right, right.
But when I see Junker Broker over here, been on welfare for 15 years and happy about it, I got a problem with that.
Somebody, he got a joints collection.
You need to get part of the slap ministry.
Yes, sir. You need to slap and then pray for your soul.
Pray for your soul.
God have mercy on your soul. Come on.
Look.
Don't talk to me about welfare and happy about it.
Do not
come to me with that bull.
Don't talk about welfare and smile.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, like the other day I was in the class with one of my students. He talking about, today the first? That's what's up. I'm about to go home, get one done with my J's, and I'm going shopping.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You's a bum and you's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the reality. We'll wrap it up with this.
Mad as fire.
The solutions are not simple. But if those responsible for these programs do not look at making responsible changes to how our government deals with low-income families, those who are angry at the irresponsible use of food stamp program at their local grocery store need to shift their angst to the elected officials. We can be mad at the people, but they can't make no changes. You know what I'm saying? I totally agree. Welfare should be short. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You need to have a job by a certain time.
That's right.
You tell somebody to have a job in 6 to 12 months. You know what I'm saying? They're going to ride it out for 10 months.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, they're going to suck it out for 10 months.
Oh, yeah.
But when they got 2 months left, they're going to find a job.
Yeah, they're going to start thinking about it. They're going to have to get a plan together.
You know what I'm saying? They're the ones, and talking about the elected officials, they're the ones who allow the broken machinery of welfare to waste much and produce little. Mm. In the end, it is not the families who abuse the system or the blame. Well, yes, they are. Some are. It is those who perpetrate irresponsible and ineffective policy at the highest levels of government that is served scorn. These programs should neither be dismantled under a conservative-minded government aimed at boosting prosperity through the private sector, nor should they be increased funding under a liberal social agenda with no accountability for tangible results. Instead, what is needed is responsible, informed, and creative welfare reform. Save your contempt for politicians, not those living in poverty. We're gonna save. We're gonna save a little bit for both. You know what I'm saying? Politicians need to fix the system because reality is, if politicians change the system, behaviors change.
That's right.
Period.
Exactly.
That's right.
Behaviors. I don't care what happens. Behaviors can't change. They can. But we're not talking about folks who maybe have all that's needed, like say like creating a savings and so on to get out. With some of these folks, you know what I'm saying, a system needs to be changed in order for them to change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's what it is, man. It's the Ham Show. It's the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Saint Nick, aka Cook Dog. AKA the drummer Beast Boy, you heard me?
And I am True Asia. And the quote of the day, it comes from an unknown writer. He says, one of the consequences of such notations as entitlements is that people who have contributed nothing to society feel that society owes them something.
Mm.
Apparently, just for being nice enough to grace us with their presence.
Mm.
Come on, people. Let's dream big and work hard to make those dreams come true.
Mm. And please don't be embarrassing.
Please,
stop being embarrassing. Just stop being embarrassing.
But you're going to make me mad.
That's the least you can do is stop being embarrassing.
And teach your kids to do better than you.
And that's what it is, man. www.thehamsandwichshow.com. Hamshow.tv is the TV site. 757-325-9493. We appreciate y'all listening to
What in a Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
One.
Peace.
Today's playlist, song one, Christ On, Save Me. Song two, Different by Simo. Song three, Dylan Chase, Stay Here.